Welcome to the Common Sense Leader Podcast with Antrell Maynor. I am Sherry Rouse Maynor.
And I am Antrell Maynor. And the topic, keeping around what no longer works. Keeping around what no longer works. We were in a conversation earlier today, and we were talking about different systems that people can keep around that no longer work. Or sometimes it could be somebody in personnel that's no longer working and producing at a high level, you know, and it's noticeable decline in their productivity and what they're doing. And what do we do? You know, how do you deal with that? Because some people, it's almost as if, and it goes back to, and I'm going to kind of plug in the book, Common Sense Leader, but in one of the chapters, it was talking about you can have toxic loyalty. You can have loyalty to something that no longer works. And when you do that, but what you're doing, and part of the reason why you're loyal to it is because it once worked. So sometimes we're functioning off of the memory of what no longer works that once upon a time it did work. And some people, they can't divorce a method that is no longer working, a system that is no longer functioning efficiently. And it's noticeable to everybody else except that person. And sometimes it can be people that are stuck in a system that's no longer working. But, you know, you have to address that. You know, you really do. For the sake of your organization, for the sake of your company and your business, or else you may be out of business.
Yeah, I like that last part for sure. You may be out of business if you don't take care of that part of the business. So holding on to something that's no longer working, there's a comfort there. There's a comfort because it worked once. And I think sometimes we, in organizations, and I say we, and I say that loosely, we hold on to it because a part of us feels like it may come back around. A part of us feels like it's going to work again at some point. But at what expense? What is it costing us by holding on to something that was once successful, once functioned the way it should, and how it was supposed to? We got functional use out of it, but it's no longer doing what it used to do. It's no longer working the way it used to work. And so to some degree, there is a level of discomfort that you have to be willing to experience. Organizationally, experience as a leader, there's a level of discomfort moving into new territory, moving into a new strategy so that you can continue to advance the cause and the mission of the institution. So how do you then diagnose when something is no longer working? That's my question to you.
That's a very good question. How do you diagnose? Okay. If you are business, you diagnose profits because you're in a business to make money. What are the benchmarks? What are the goals? What are the quarterly goals? What are the yearly goals? The systems that you have in place, are they meeting those goals? And if they are not meeting those goals, I'm not talking about you having a bad quarter. You're having bad quarters, and it's been consistent. So those are some of the ways that you can diagnose and then ask yourself, okay, so it's no longer working because it's evident in our in what we're producing or what our lack of productivity. And now we have to discover why. You know, why is it not working? Because is it old systems that no longer work? Or is it a good system and it's some of the personnel that's not working in the system? Because see, sometimes it's not system. Sometimes you have a good system and you have bad personnel. Your personnel is just not doing what they're supposed to do. Some of them, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not, you know, and you have to hold them accountable and you want to give them an opportunity to improve. But if there is, you know, this has just been consistency in the wrong way. For example, you know, you're consistently, you know, late, consistent, you know, consistently not doing functioning and being productive, all of those things, then maybe it's not a systems problem. It's a personnel problem. And or sometimes it's not a personnel problem. It's a seat problem because some people may be in the wrong seat. Some of the things that we actually talked about earlier today. But you have to find out, okay, you got to get to the what. The what is we are not meeting our goals. And sometimes, depending on how big your organization is, you might be meeting goals in one area, but you're not meeting goals in another area. So then you have to go to, okay, why are we not meeting goals? So we got to get to what. The what should be obvious to everybody. This is not working. Something is off because what we wanted to do, what we wanted to produce, the results that we were looking for, that we were anticipating, we didn't get. Now we got to get to why. Why is it not working? So it's really what, why, what? What are our outcomes and our results, which that's the what. It's not good, not a favorable result or outcome. Why is this happening? Is it bad systems? Is it the people? Is it the systems? Or is it the seats? People are in the wrong seats. Is it seats, systems, or the people? Then once you find out why, now you got to get back to what do we need to implement and incorporate and work to develop that's going to help us. If it's systems that need changing, now we need to find a new what. If it's some people, we need to find some new who's. And then if it's some seats, we got to find some new where's. Where is this person need to be seated? Because where they're seated, they're a good person. They work hard, but I think they're in the wrong place. So now we got to find where they truly belong. Hope that answers your question.
No, you brought out a lot of things that we spoke about this morning. I think it's worthy to restate something that you just said when you said what, why, what. I would add one word to it, which is what now, what, why, what now. So I would add a now to the end.
I like that.
Because it's like you said, it's the deeper dive into that diagnosis or discovery phase. Is that deeper dive. It's going one step further. I think some organizations, some churches, some families potentially get in trouble because they stop and stare at the what, right? They argue about the what. They're quick to you talk about it in the Common Sense Leader book, where you have problem identifiers. You have people who can very easily and readily say what the what is, right? But it takes a little bit more intentionalism. It takes being more deliberate to dive deeper and to discover that why. Because when you get to the why, now you're left to actually contemplate and to reflect more deeply from a strategic standpoint to say, okay, what now? What now? How do we get back on the path get back on the course to get to what we need to get to as an institution, as a family, as a church, as an organization, get back to it. And another thing that you talked about is those measurables, right? Those KPIs, those targets that are somewhat milestones and benchmarks along the way. And if you're consistently failing to meet those targets and consistently failing to meet the deliverable and produce, like you said, productivity is a measurement that something that was working is no longer working, right? So if we're not fulfilling the mission for which we exist and the purpose for which we exist, then we have to go back to the drawing board and revision so that we can go forward. So I think that's good. So diagnose/discovery. So now you get to the point where, okay, now it's time to delete that old thing, that old strategy, that old process, that old system, and potentially that employee, and to remove or to reseat people within the organization or within the process so that we can develop that strategy, right? That develop that new strategy with the right players in the right places so that as we deploy it, we can have success. But I know I mentioned earlier that some people hold on to it because it once worked. That was my reasoning. Why would be some other reasons that you feel like people might hold on to what used to work?
Some people are delusional. They've convinced themselves it's still working.
That's good.
They convince them they're lying to themselves.
Yeah.
And whenever you lie to yourself, you are a danger to yourself, to your business, to those that are following you, because you're in denial. And when you're in denial about what, that this is no longer working. Another reason is some people are afraid of change. Like they are afraid of change. They don't like change. They'll keep old systems around because what I said earlier, it creates a memory, a certain, and this is unfortunate. This is really terrible, but it's like this nostalgia that some people have about something that worked because it worked so long, but it's no longer working. And then you have to ask yourself this question. Does it need to be totally scrapped, or do we just need to make modifications? Then too, some people, they keep people around, some people around because they're no longer working. Like you have people who don't want to grow. They don't want to grow. They have no desire to grow, or they have hit their ceiling. You know, they have gone as far as they're going to go in your organization, in your unit, and you're keeping them around because you said a word earlier, you're comfortable with them. They're your Linus blanket from the Peanuts gang, Charlie Brown gang. They're the Linus blanket, and it's like they're like this bad security blanket that you have, and you're keeping them around. And then also some people don't want to change. And since we were talking about seats earlier too, some people don't want to, they know that some people don't belong in some seats, that there needs to be, you know, a shakeup, you know, in the company, but won't do it because of fear. They won't do it. They're afraid to do it because, you know, so they'll let things stay the same in the name of peace. But if you keep doing that, your company will be in pieces. So those are just a few other reasons why people keep old systems or some people. I don't want to say, when I say old people, I'm not talking about old people in age. I'm just talking about people who were there, and it's just like they refuse to change. They don't know how to change, or maybe they can only go but so far.
Yeah, and give it just for good measure for the listeners. Go ahead and give us that topic one more time.
Keeping around what no longer works.
Keeping around what no longer works. So as always, remember, I'll say this, just so you'll remember to everybody who's tuned in, remember when it comes to keeping around what no longer works, you're going to diagnose and or discover, you're going to delete, you're going to develop a new strategy, and then you're going to deploy. So diagnose, discover, delete, develop, deploy. So as always, we're not out of content, but we are out of time for this episode. So be sure to tune into the next episode of the Common Sense Leader Podcast with Vantrell Maynard. Until then, be good, do good.